Well, good morning. Have you ever seen one of these right here? Rubik's Cube? The frustration of many a generation. When you get it out of the box, it looks just like this, right? And then you're afraid to make any adjustments to it because it's impossible to get it put back like this if you mess it up, isn't it? Well, I mean, there's some ways that you can get it back like this. You can see these little colors are stickers, and if you want to, and if you got the patience for it, you can take the stickers off and preserve them somewhere, and then put the stickers back on, all put back together. Or you can turn it about a 45-degree angle, pop that little guy right there out, and it'll all fall apart, and you can put it right back together in perfect working order. But when you took these out of the box, you just sit there and you just, wow, look at that. Oh, I'm so nervous. I don't want to do it. Because you know that if you start doing that right there, it starts looking like that. And everybody's got one in their home that looks something like that, doesn't it? Wes, take a minute and just mess that up as much as you can. Just work on it and get it as completely messed up, because that's what life looks like, isn't it, most of the time? It looks like Wes has been working on it. Just kidding, no. You know, we have these, and if you've got your order of worship, turn to the back and look at it. And if you want to, go ahead and get to Romans chapter 12. We're going to be there for just a moment. But in Romans chapter 12, as Jim so eloquently put it before he read, it's about accountability. It's about being a person that God calls us to be and being accountable to be that person. And not just saying, I want to look like that, but truly working towards being who God wants us to be. In Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 1, he says, therefore, here you go, Wes, are you done messing it up? See, my baseball skill, I still got it. That's my throwing hand, bro. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. And this is your spiritual act of worship. He says, guys, I want you to look as put together as possible. He says, present your bodies, do something so that when you come before God, you look like exactly what you were supposed to look like in the beginning. Because God made us not to look like that right there, but He made us to look like we just came out of the box. He made us to look like we were perfect and everything fit in the right place. But He says here, present your bodies as living sacrifices. He goes on to say, don't conform any longer to the pattern of the world. Don't look like everyone else with pieces in the wrong place, with all of the beauty that I have graced you with, all jumbled up and in the wrong place. Don't conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed, be put back together by the renewing of your mind. Then you will know what God's will is, His good, perfect, pleasing will. You'll know it. And then he says one thing that is interesting. Then you will be able to test and approve. You ever thought about the importance of approving God's will? Now, that makes me nervous. I don't get to approve of God's will. God's will is what it is. I just have to abide by it. I just have to do it. It's not mine to approve. It is ours to approve, because once we transform ourselves, once we get put back together, guess what? Then what we see as God's will, we will say, yes, I approve of that for me. He says, look, you will approve or disprove it for or disapprove of it for your life regardless. But it's only by putting yourself back together, allowing God and His workman, His pattern of life to put us back together, then we will actually approve of God's will. But see, now we often don't approve of God's will, do we? We know God's will. His will is to be holy because He is holy. God's will is for us to be righteous. God's will is for us to look a certain way, to transform our, to allow ourselves to be transformed. We know God's will, right? But we just don't approve of it for ourselves all the time, do we? We approve of something different. He says, transform, be transformed. See, the fact of the matter, there is a pattern that puts us back together. There's a pattern that puts us back in working order so that we have all of the pieces of our lives back in order to work together, to look like we were supposed to look like we did look in the beginning instead of our lives being so mixed up. But there's a couple of steps that we have to go through. There's a few of reality checks that we have to have. And on the back of your order of worship, you can look and follow along. The first thing that we have to do is recognize the disorder. Even though, and I tell you, just show of hands, how many of you own a Rubik's Cube and have it at your house somewhere? Okay. How many of your Rubik's Cubes look like this? Yeah, most of them, unless we've taken, you know, whatever. But most Rubik's Cube, most of these right here look just like this. Are you happy with that? Wouldn't you love to be able to just, you know, fix it and put it back together and do all, you know, turn, you do this and that and you put it back? Because we know there is a way that it's supposed to look, but most of them look like this. And we have to recognize that our lives are the same way. Even though our life looks like everyone else's, even though our cube is just as scrambled and mixed up, we have to recognize that there is a disorder. You know, we have to ask ourselves, are we really fine? Are we really okay? Even though we look like other people, we look like, even though even in church we're doing something similar to what other people are doing. Remember last week we talked about establishing a plan for ministry. This is our second Sunday in 2011. Do you have a ministry plan for the year for yourselves? For you individually, this is what God, I see the pattern of last year. I see the opportunities I had that I lost. And this is the plan that I have to see ministry happen through me. Even though we're next to people that are broken and jumbled up. And even though we're, you know, are we really fine? But is there disorder? You see, Jeremiah 17 and 9 says the heart is deceitful. It's wicked above all things. Who can know it and understand it? You see, the heart will tell you, we will rationalize the fact that yeah, I look like this. Everyone else looks like this, but I'm okay. And we'll talk ourselves into that. But God says in Jeremiah 29, 13, He says, I'll fix you. I will be your God. I'll put you back together. I will make the adjustments in your life. When you seek me with your whole heart. You see, because a lot of us say, well, God, I'm letting you put me back together. I'm letting you take the steps to work on me, to do what I need to do. So God put me back together. But He says, recognize the true down deep disorder, because we have to seek Him with our whole heart. We have to allow Him not to just make one side of the cube work. Can I do that? Can I make one side look a lot better? Can I just put pieces back together to where, look at that green side. There's a lot more of the green put together than there is of any other color, isn't there? And I make that turn and look, there's even more. And you see, if I can turn this a little bit more and, you know, God, I'm letting you work on me. Look at me go. God, I'll let you do whatever it is that you want to do with my life, and I'll let you put me back together with all these pieces and everything else. And look, look at that. I'm even looking more and more put back together, aren't I? And then as I make one more adjustment, look at that. We have a whole, look, it's back together, but see, I have to seek Him with my whole heart. Because of the rest of this life, there's the rest. I mean, one side looks good. I mean, I've got an hour and a half a week that is perfect. But then it doesn't take very much, does it, to realize that there's a whole lot left. And see, even within this top layer right here, even within doing this, you can quickly see that there's a lot of these pieces that even here don't match up. You see, one of the things you got to realize is in this cube, these middle pieces, they don't move. Everything else does. So you have to quickly understand there's a relationship that these middle pieces have to everything else. And so even though this green goes with this green, this yellow doesn't go with that orange, does it? So you have to, not only do we have to get this top layer, if we're going to solve this cube, if we're going to put this back together, not only does this have to look the way that I think it's got to look, it's got to relate to everything else. So you quickly, you know, maybe if we've got part of our life put back together, maybe if we've got some of the disorder is put back in order. We have to decide to fix the problems, Not the problem, but the problems. So we have to maybe allow God to disassemble some things. Maybe we have to make some decisions that will change things, even things that we have established. First of all, we got to say, do I want to look all jumbled up like that? Do I want to look like everyone else's that I know? Or do I want God to put me back in working order the way that it was in the beginning? That's the main decision. And then, even when I put things back together the way I think they should be, will I be willing to let God change me in ways relating to everything else in my life? Will I allow Him to maybe even mess this one side up completely so that I have a chance to get this put back together? You see, because if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to start with, well, I've got two pieces that go, I've got that green, I've got that white that looks good, and that red that looks good, don't I? So then I just have to put this orange in working order right there. So now I've got not only the white and the red, but I've got the orange. Then I've got to locate that yellow piece, and then I've got to put him in working order. So now, I mean, this is messed up, though. See that guy? He's not right. But I've got something to work with, because the red's where the red goes, the yellow's where the yellow goes, the orange is where the orange goes, and the white, and so on. Now, I can be proud of that, or I can keep going. I can realize, you know what, there's more to this. There's some patterns that I need to establish that will get the rest of it in working order. So just keep working it, God. Just keep doing what, you know, recognize this isn't good enough for me. So what am I going to do? I'm going to allow, you know, that change to be made and that change. And look, I'm almost got this whole top row, but I've got that one nagging little piece. That one piece right there that's not where it goes. Locate where that, see that? I didn't mess up the orange, the green, did I? And if you look, the whole top row is where it's supposed to go. See, now I've made a couple of decisions. I've made a couple of decisions found in Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 7 that look, first of all, be willing to let God work on you. If you've got your Bibles, turn over there and we'll see. This isn't easy. This isn't a fun process. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, even if we just like having a little bit put back together. That's kind of, he said, throw it all away. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, whose joy set before him endured the life of the cross, scorning his shame. He goes on, in your struggle against sin, you've not yet resisted to the point of shedding your own blood, and you've forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't lose heart when he rebukes you. When God looks at one side of your life that is sort of put back together, and he says, you know, that's not everything. That's not your whole heart yet. I want you to look like me in all faith, not just the church phases, but I want you to look like me in the worky phases, or the school phases, or the social phases, or in your marriage, in your relationships. And you say, God, that's just too much. He says, don't make light of that. God's trying to make you into something. You realize it's not an easy process. It's not an easy process to have some of it put back together. And then start making adjustments that you know are going to mess with this. Start making adjustments that you know are gonna throw all of this into a tailspin. But see, once we endeavor, God, you're gonna put me back together the way you want me to go. God, you're in control, and I've got you properly prioritized, properly positioned. Then he then becomes the foundation, and we've got everything in the bottom row where it needs to go. And we just simply say, okay, what else? And piece by piece, we make adjustments following the pattern that God has established. Piece by piece, we go through and we look for, okay, what's another piece that I need to get put back in place? See this orange and that white right there? Well, see, it needs to go, that needs to be right there. Did you take that piece? Well, guess what? There's a pattern for that. There's a way to do that. It's not rocket science. It's just basic math. If I want this piece to go there, I mean, it lines up sort of, but I know that it's not exactly where it wants to go. It's not exactly where God wants it to be. Maybe there's a relationship that I've got kind of where it's supposed to be, but God really has other plans for that. He really wants to change it. But I'm afraid that if I start moving this around, it's going to affect other areas of my life. So I just follow God's pattern, not my pattern. Now that orange and white are exactly where it's supposed to be. And I'm getting another layer almost complete. I'm getting another layer closer to God. I'm getting another layer close. Now I have a relationship with Him, no doubt. I mean, I come to church and I do good things, and but I recognize that there's still part of me. I mean, you know, look, I'm building it up there. I'm getting close. This is exciting stuff, isn't it? And the closer I get, the more I want to go. I've got two layers done now. The closer I get to perfection, the more I want. Is that good enough? Is that where you want to stay? I mean, if you think about it, once we decide to fix the problems, don't stop till you're complete. Because I don't know about you, but I get real nervous when I get to that spot. I mean, that's good enough, right? Don't forget about grace. Don't forget about that, I can solve most of my life, but God's grace is going to take care of this top layer, right? We're not talking about salvation. We're not talking about yes or no heaven. We're talking about, do I want to bring glory to God? Do I want my life here on this earth to look like it's supposed to look? Do I want all of the pieces to be in place? Do I want to have the life, the happy life that God talks about in the Beatitudes? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the people. Do I want to have that blessed life? Well, I can't stop here, can I? You got to make a decision. What condition is good enough? How far-reaching is this ministry plan for your life going to be? Because if we just keep trusting God, Philippians 1:6 says, He will complete a good work. He will complete us. So now what do we do? Well, we just keep turning. We just keep allowing God to work on us. We say, you know, I'm not where I want to be yet, God. I'm not anywhere close, even though I've got this bottom part. I want you to have the very top. I want you to have the very everything. So again, if you're going to do this Rubik, you got to understand, remember, just because this is in the right spot, well, these have got to correspond with where they go. Well, if I'm at that place here, you know, there's other patterns to work. You know, I can't just keep doing the same thing. Isn't that what maturity is all about? Isn't that what God says? Look, don't get so hung up on the things that fix the bottom part. Don't keep dwelling on the elementary truths, but move on. You see, part of our problem, part of the problem in getting our lives to look like God is we figure out one pattern, one thing that we do well, and we stick with it. Well, once you get beyond the foundation and the second layer, don't stay hung up. Those truths will stay truths and all that, but we got to be willing to move on. We got to be willing to not just pray what we've always prayed, but pray more. Not just fast how we've always fasted, but fast more. Not just study what we've always studied, but study deeper, study more. Pray about what we're studying about, fast over and contemplate and to meditate. You know, don't just one time be still and know that He is God, but as a lifestyle, allow yourself to be still and know continually that He is God. So, where do we go from here? Well, I really would like to know that. I think you do that and that. No. See, it's tricky because you can mess all this other stuff up. I think you do that and that and that and that. Go up. No, that's not what you do. Boy, I tell you, it gets nervous, doesn't it? Is he going to mess it up? He might already have. Ever seen anybody get this close and still want to mess it up? See, there's algorithms that work this thing. And you got to be sure that you know them. You got to be sure that you have them ingrained in here. And sometimes when it gets hard and you get nervous and you don't know if you can do it, well, then you can resort to the manual. Now, I happen to not bring that up here today when it comes to this cube. But there is a way. Well, it's not that way, is it? It's not that. Hold on. See, when I was practicing this is exactly what Vic told me was going to happen. So he said, you go there, no, that. Maybe you do that, right, up, down, up, down, up. There it is. Oh, looky there. Now all my center pieces are where they're supposed to go. But that's not good enough, is it? That's not exactly what we want. We want this thing to look like it looked like when it came out of the box. We want this thing to look like what God intended for our lives to look like. So will we endeavor to keep messing it up, keep allowing God to have more control till all the pieces get put back together? I mean, how far is good enough? How many moves are we willing to make? I don't know. I mean, that's pretty good, but I'm not willing to stop there. I want to keep going. Just bear with me. I promise that I'm going someplace with this. Hold your emails to the end of the week. We might still be here. But see, you get nervous and you think, well, I've messed it up now. And maybe I should have just stopped, shouldn't I? Maybe I shouldn't have done all those things that, you know, it was good enough. You see, devil's going to try to cast doubt any chance he can. He's going to try to get you to be content. And we're not talking about losing our salvation here. We're just talking about not being as effective as God wants us to be. Not looking like when we came out of the box. Just being more effective. See, isn't that what they looked like in the beginning? Isn't that what it looked like when it was made? But then we get Wes involved and he just messes it all up. And we can stop at any time. We can stop at any time. But how impressive is that? Now, I didn't solve this Rubik's Cube. Math did. Earl explained that to you. It's just algorithms and patterns. There's about 7 of them. If you memorize them and memorize when to apply them, you can do this. A 13-year-old kid taught me how to do that in about 2 days. Not my own 13-year-old kid. But then again, I can be proud of that and realize, you know what? It's just math. Math is all. It's just memorizing patterns and being willing to do that. And I can say, you know what, God, I put my life in. I've got it all together. Or I can give credit where credit and say, God, you know what? I put my life in your hands and you put me back together. Either way. Here is the lesson this morning. Will we give God, will we put ourselves in His hands and give Him the glory that is rightfully His? Because our pride will tell us, no, you, man, look back at all that you gave up. Look back at all that you did. Look back at what you were and then you did that, man, your willpower. You prayed, you fasted, you studied, and look at what you have become. We could say, yeah, or we could say, you know what, that wasn't me. God put me back together. God did that. But see, that our pride doesn't want, it feels, I want to take credit for this right here. Give God the glory because you're still put back together. You're the one that looks like this. You're the one that gets to enjoy being what God intended for you to be. Give Him the glory that He truly, rightfully deserves because you get to stay this way regardless. But start taking the credit for it. Start saying, look at all that I've done. Look at how much I've given up. Look at how much I've denied myself and I've gotten strong enough to, you see what happens when our pride gets involved and then we're back where we started from. So the lesson is yours this morning. Piecing together a ministry plan, it's more than just deciding, what are my opportunities this year? What do I want to do? How do I want to? It's allowing God to put the pieces of our lives together so that we look the way that He intended for us to look, so that we all fit together. I mean, this right here has a thousand different applications. What do the pieces mean? What are their orientation? You know, we're all individual pieces in a big scheme, a big plan that God has of the church. Will we allow Him to put us as individuals in the right places so that the church looks like it's supposed to look? So it can bring glory to God. So we get our lives looking like it's, and then the church look, and so piecing together a ministry plan is getting us and all of our shapes together to look like what God wants us to look, so that we can truly be effective for His glory. This morning, will you put your life in His hands? Will you decide it's not good enough for me to look like everyone else's cube? Everybody's got one of these in a desk drawer or on a shelf or something, and it just, you know, it sits there like that. And every once in a while, you know, you think, forget it. Will you determine today, I'm not looking like that any longer? I'm not even going to look sort of like, I'm going to allow God to have every bit, and He's going to start putting me back together. Will you confess His name as Lord? Let Him start working on you. Maybe He's going to tear some things apart. Maybe He's going to mess up some colors that you've already got all aligned. Maybe He's going to just destroy all that and say, you put it kind of together, but you didn't put it together right. It's not going to stand the test of time or of scrutiny, and so I'm going to put you back. Maybe whatever it looks like, maybe just confess His name, be baptized, start over, and let Him go to work. What is your need this morning? Would you let us know as together we stand and as we sing?